My past was broken, filled with hatred and vengeance. Then God changed my life and took me from zero to hero.
If people can have a relationship with God that will change the nations, they will see their chains breaking. But how can they have a relationship without spending time with God?
I was lost, not knowing whom do I go to, not knowing whom do I turn to, not knowing whom do I really speak to. But when I found God, God has changed my life.
I remember, man, when I was in high school, I was so, so broken. My life was a mess. And I remember when I got to a point where I wanted to commit suicide. But you know what God did in my life? It's actually a miracle.
Something that's broken cannot function. So I could not function at all. But when God restored me, I saw a whole lot of great things happen through my life.
Whether your copy of Active Worship's amazing new album, Ablaze, on iTunes or on www.activeworship.com.
We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to the hottest sound.
Let's hit the city ablaze. Ablaze for Jesus. Ablaze. I need to strengthen my character and live like Jesus.
Your tambourines, I'll play those strings and shout loud. We have much to celebrate. Shout that shout of victory. Play those drums and hit those keys. We're holding nothing back. Praise the Lord.
Jesus is holy. holy, the one and only. There is no other, no other like you.
What's up, awesome people? Welcome to this awesome show, man. Mm-hmm. It's that time again where you're just sitting with Mr. Wandile and Mr. Luandos on Intensity. This is the awesome show where you can listen, and this is where we will fulfill you with the word of God and knowing that, you know what, there's nothing impossible when it comes to God, man.
I mean, the word of God is so amazing. Yeah. And if you want to find more about these shows, you know, you can visit our website, www.activefm.co.za.
Yes, and you can also visit our awesome Facebook page, activefm777/activefm777. And that's where you can leave all your comments, whatever it may be. You know, it can be testimonies. Yeah. You know, your testimonies might be those testimonies that will also, the other people will be electrifying,
that,
however you can put it.
I'm telling you, man, that has so much energy.
Yeah.
So that when people, they're listening to your testimony, they will be flooded away by the energy that's found in your testimony.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And today we're actually going to be speaking about, you know, how is your character?
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? So we actually reading from the book of John 19, verse 34 to 35. It says, one of the soldiers, however, pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water flowed out. Verse 35 says, they reported from an eyewitness giving an accurate account. He speaks the truth so that you also can believe.
Yeah.
It's the most important thing. I mean, we also shared this verse the last time that, you know, we did this show. Quiet times, connecting with God.
Yeah.
What Jesus has done for us on the cross.
Mm.
And this has to actually do, you know what, with the character of who?
Mm.
Of Jesus.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing, man. Can we just do a short prayer, and then Wandile will just go in with the word of God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we come before you. We thank you, God, that you are so amazing. That, Lord, you really, Lord, lay down your life, God. You poured out, Lord, all that you are, Jesus, over our lives, God, over who we are, God, so that we may know you, we may know your heart, we may have your character, we may have your power that causes us to function in the inside the way you function, God. You love us so much, Lord. As much as, Father God, Lord, something, the product that, Lord, Father God, you buy, you pay, it's worth it, Father God, of the amount that, Lord, you pay for it, God, is the same thing, the amount that, Lord, was paid for us so that we can be redeemed from sin. We actually are worthy of that amount, which is Jesus, and we thank you, Father God, for that you are in our lives. We give you glory, all honor, all power. We pray that, Lord, people, Lord, will know you, Father God. Nations, Lord, will be shaken, not just shaken, but Lord, will know you, have a relationship with you. We surrender everything to you. You are amazing. Thank you that you are our righteousness. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. So, how is your character with Christ Jesus? Is Christ Jesus living in your character? How is your character with Christ Jesus? At times, if you don't have the character of God, you might have that character where you're not knowing who you are.
Yeah.
You know, and having a character in Christ Jesus, as it says with what Paul says here, is that until we attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. When you have the character of Christ Jesus, we have the responsibility to reflect with Jesus. We have the responsibility of going out there and sharing the word. We have that responsibility of how much we love people. We have that responsibility of how you act when you have Christ inside of you.
Yeah.
You know, when you have the character of Christ Jesus, you have that formality with God.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know what you think, but that's how it is when you come.
I think actually, you know, it actually begins for me in the morning.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like in the beginning of the day. What character do you have as you go through the day?
Yeah, through the day. Yeah.
Do you understand? Yeah. That's why now the Bible, you know, speaks about we need to renew our minds all the time.
Every single day.
We need to be fixed in who? In Christ. We need to renew our minds in who? In Jesus.
Yes.
And it becomes a problem now that, you know what, if you go through the day without Jesus, what happens is that you fall apart. You get, because I mean, you get stuff stuff that you didn't do maybe yesterday. You already condemn, you already feel bad. You get what I'm saying? And then you go to work, there are problems. You go to your family, there are problems. You're doing ministry, there are problems. If you're married, I mean, your wife, your kids, and all that. You get what I'm saying? And guess what? Before you even finish the day, you already have fallen apart. If you have the character of Christ, you don't have that time. It doesn't, even if it doesn't matter what happens, the character of Jesus will never fall apart.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter how big the pressure is, but the character of Jesus doesn't fall apart, because it's the character of Jesus that has overcome the world, that has overcome what the devil himself. Do you understand? Yeah. Whatever circumstance it is, but the character of Jesus has overcome that. And now, what does the character of Jesus, if there's a problem, what does the character of Jesus does? It actually breeds out solutions.
Yeah, true.
It breeds out what? Solutions. So that's what happens. And one of the things I actually love, when you read in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law.
Yeah.
It doesn't say, but the fruit of the Spirit are. It says, is.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
Yeah.
Peace. That means this is just one thing, not plural. Mm-hmm. One thing.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? And one of the things I've actually learned is that, you know what? The fruit of the Spirit is the character of Christ.
Yeah.
The fruit of the Spirit is the character of what? Of Christ. I mean, imagine if fear comes. But we already know that, you know what, where there's fear, there's no love.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So if fear comes, what does that mean?
Mm.
That means if you have the character of Jesus, which is what? Is love.
Love. Mm.
Then you sort it out with what? With fear. So if bitterness comes, guess what happens?
Yeah.
If you have the character of Jesus, which is overflowing with what?
Yeah.
With joy. So fear cannot have, bitterness cannot have control over you. If worry comes, guess what? The character of Jesus has what? Has peace in it.
Yeah.
So worry won't actually do what? Won't have its part in you.
Yeah.
It won't affect you. And then also, if impatience comes, guess what? The character of Jesus always patience. I mean, we can actually testify about how many times we were wrong doing this and that and that and that. But the Lord never gave up on us. That's why we are where we are even today. Yeah. I mean, He died for us.
Mm.
Imagine if you die for people and they don't even care about you, but it's still patience.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Why? Because it's His character. It's who He is.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And then another thing, you have what? Ungodliness. If ungodliness comes, guess what? You have what?
Mm.
You have kindness.
Yeah.
You have what? You have kindness. If that ungodliness comes out of you, because maybe a certain person, maybe the person that you're teaching about Jesus, maybe at work, maybe when you're playing sport and all that, and the person is just, you know, doing something against you that you don't like.
Yeah.
Instead of becoming ungodly, instead of having that ungodly behavior towards them, guess what? You're kind to them.
Yeah.
They don't deserve it, but you're kind. We learn that from the Lord. And if you know what? Out of you comes what? Evil. If evil tempts you so that you do evil, guess what? In you, you find the character of Jesus, which is what is goodness. All the time you stay goodness. And the thing about, you know, God, the Bible says, the way He was, He is today, He will be.
Yeah.
Who He was, who He is, who He is to come. You get what I'm saying? That means this faithfulness, this faithfulness of God doesn't change. The character of God doesn't change. The goodness of God doesn't change, even when you doubt. But when you have the character of God, you remain faithful. Why? Because the faithfulness is what is the character of God, of Jesus, and it doesn't change. And another thing, if you rebellion comes, what happens?
Yeah, gentleness comes in.
The character of Jesus is what? Is gentleness.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. If you're tempted to rebel, but guess what happens?
Mm.
You have what? Gentleness.
Gentleness.
You overcome that. Yeah. And then you also have what? You have chaos, but self-control comes.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. Because the moment you see that everything is just chaos, you fall apart. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What in the character of Jesus, self-control is. Mm.
Yeah.
Self-control is.
Yeah.
So that's the most important thing, guys, that you know what, we need to have this. And we're not saying, you know what, it's just one night, one day, it takes time. The character of Jesus has to be formed in us.
Mm.
It has to be formed in us. Yeah.
Like earlier on when you said, you know what, with the, like, you know, like every morning, making sure that we have our time, spend time in the morning to always fulfill your heart with the word of God every morning. You know, like when you say that, like I was thinking of this example. You know, with the car, right?
Yeah.
The car is obviously you pour petrol in and so forth. You're going forth. What happens when it runs out? What happens when the car runs out?
Yeah. Cannot do anything, cannot move.
Yeah, but then in a way that not like it stops immediately, like obviously it goes continuously.
That's
and then
that's
just by the time it comes out, when the thing is like empty or shows that it's empty, now it starts to slow down and stops. That's how it is. If you yourself, you don't, you can't think that yes, you will go far throughout your day without reading your Bible, without spending time with God, but somewhere in the line, because remember the day is long.
Yeah.
So somewhere in the line, you might just fall apart within the middle of the day. Within it can be even by the time you get to work or school, wherever you can fall apart by that time.
Mm.
But when you fulfill yourself with the word of God, it's like God is actually, to me, it's like God is my energy.
Mm.
Whenever I just fulfill my heart with the word of God in the morning, I'm like, my day is like, it's already sorted.
Yeah.
It's already sorted, you know. Yeah. And that's how it is when you fulfill yourself with the word of God, you fulfill your heart, you fulfill yourself to have the character of Jesus.
Yeah.
You fulfill yourself to have the character of Jesus in a way that you become a new creation.
Mm.
You become that a newborn, you know.
Yeah, born again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So guys, you know what, we thank you for actually tuning into our show.
Yeah.
We're about to close now. We're just going to give you, as you know, we read the first verse, John 19, verse 34. That Jesus, you know, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out.
Yeah.
And he did that. He laid down his life for me and you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things that you find within us in our nature. So with this point that we're making now, we actually are doing this so that you if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you understand why do you need to accept him.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the character of Jesus, it's not empty.
Yeah.
And some of us deep in our hearts, we're actually empty.
Yeah.
But if you look at Jesus, he's overflowing with what? With joy.
With joy. Yeah.
Whatever comes, it doesn't matter what storms come, but guess what? He has what? He has self-control. I mean, if you have self-control, you remain focusing. Your focus remains if you have what? Self-control in what? In the storm.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. But that is found in where? In the character of Jesus.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But now where do we find this character of Jesus? This character of Jesus is found where? In the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because the character of Jesus is the fruit of what? Of the Holy Spirit. So guys, that's what happens. If you want joy in your life and you've been living, I mean, the whole life, you understand what I'm saying? Guess what? Accept Jesus.
Mm.
And you will see, you will be filled with joy.
Mm.
Repent, change, leave the things of the world. Leave the things of the world.
Yeah.
You don't just get Jesus like that, you repent. The Bible speaks about, you know, those who don't become like this child, they will never, never inherit what? The kingdom of God. They will never enter into the kingdom of God unless they repent. They leave their things behind. And guess what? What is this that you actually have to live, to tell the truth? It's not like it's worthy. It's not like it's great.
Yeah.
You actually have to live your brokenness.
Yeah.
If it's not brokenness, then you actually need to leave those things that break you as a person. If they haven't broken you, they're still gonna break you. Do you understand? So you need Jesus to come into your life. So we're giving you this opportunity as we are about to pray. You can pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I thank you, Lord.
That you died for me.
And you were raised from the dead.
Taken to heaven.
And right now,
you are seated.
At the right hand.
Of our Father.
Interceding for me.
Forgive my sins.
Please give me your spirit.
So that I can have your character.
I'm sorry for all my sins. I'm sorry, Jesus. Amen.
Oh yeah, thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much. I hope you've been encouraged with that, and knowing that, you know, it's very important to have the character of Jesus in your life. Without the character of Jesus, you become something that's just you just become someone that's not living a purpose life, you know.
Yeah.
You know. So thank you so much, and guys, please have the character of Jesus by reading your Bibles daily in the morning, and have that awesome that devotion that you should be having every morning. Actually, it's a must. It should be a must in your life that you gotta do devotions every morning to have the character of Jesus in your life. Otherwise, thank you so much, guys. You know, we had an awesome. Hope you're encouraged and so forth. Don't forget to catch us, catch all the shows on our awesome website, activefm.co.za, and you can also visit the page on Facebook /activefm777, and that's where you can leave all your comments and your testimonies. Otherwise, thank you so much, and as we see you next time, catch us next time, same place, and God bless.
Oh yeah.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business, from mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Hi, this is Pastor Mike Sadie from Hillsong Church in Pretoria, and you're listening to Active FM, where Christ's music is hot music.
What's the bus stop, you fly? They come out the wood stock, they with you forever. That's how you know they true, dog. Jesus switched the flow up, teaching me to grow up. Waiting on my real friends, but they ain't never showed up. They care less about you until they see you blow up. It's nothing that I'm doing, why you acting like you know it's get away from me. All men in my circle waiting patiently, pushing me to go where God is taking me. Only time will tell, I guess we'll wait and see.
I just gotta say it, they don't wanna hear it. Keep a small circle, you ain't interfering. Lord, give me discernment through the Holy Spirit. I keep real people around me, all the fake ones disappearing.
This is what we do now, do now. Keeping real ones in the corner. All the people that surrounding you are true to the T. Only keep a couple people, I don't really need a lot of. More opinions that you get, they becoming a bother. So I stay pursuing, they gon' notice what you doing. Only taking wisdom from the people that's closest to them. Can call upon when I'm feeling weak. We sticking together, but we love our enemies.
I just gotta say it, they don't wanna hear it. Small circle, you ain't interfering. Lord, give me discernment through the Holy Spirit. I keep real people around me, all the fake ones disappearing.
This is what we do.